If you got Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, you can always find me at My Name Is Reeves to stay in the know with the latest and greatest of what I have to offer. If you've ever lived in a city or an urban area, you will often find that you will have access to pretty much anything that you need. Not only will you have access to the things that you need, you will probably have multiple options to even choose from. But what does it mean when you live in a rural area and your options are fairly limited? Hello everyone, my name is Reeves, and today we're gonna talk about rural counties and difficulties rural counties face in having access to medical services. Now, when I used to practice law, I practiced in a rural area. One of the things I did when I was practicing law was that I wanted to go to the places where my clients received their treatment. And at the time I was practicing, most of the people that I represented relied heavily on what we refer to as community health services or various state or county health departments. Now, these community health providers provided for both physical and mental health care, and they are considered the lifeblood of many communities. However, their resources can be limited. Access to community health care can be challenging, and treatment for more specialized care can be even more difficult. In a 2018 Health Centers report, Health Centers programs collectively delivers care to more than 27 million patients in more than 10,000 predominantly low-income communities. And a huge number of these centers have clinical vacancies, with about 69% reporting vacancies for family physicians, 50% reporting vacancies for nurse practitioners, and 48% reporting vacancies for medical assistants. And while staffing shortages are important, the logistics of accessing care sometimes is overlooked. For instance, I found that there were people who had difficulty getting to specific health centers due to lack of mass transit. As such, if you don't have any family members or friends who can travel to take you where you need to go, getting the treatment that you need can sometimes be just as hard as the treatment itself. The other thing I found was that county services or health services are sometimes geographically restricted. In other words, imagine if you were in a situation where you lived in one county. The nearest provider is in the neighboring county. So you'd be able to access the one that's closest to you, correct? No, unfortunately, that may not be the case. You may not be able to receive services from that provider that's closer to you because you are geographically located in a different county. So now you have to haggle between one, the first place that's closest to you, but you can't even access it because of your address, and two, the place that can provide you services, but it's so far away, which makes it more difficult for you to access. And these struggles are real, even when there is a push to expand services. In light of the recent tragedies, Senator Roy Blunt and Senator Debbie Stabenow are now calling on lawmakers to expand the certified community behavioral health clinics nationwide. Congress has also appropriated grant funding since 2018 to support these health clinics. As noted for the National Council for Mental Well-Being, the funding has led to more than 430 CCBHCs currently operating in 42 states, the District of Columbia and Guam. Now, while providing more money and resources is great, we have to remember where these populations are located. You have to find the person where they are and recognize what it takes for them to be able to get access to the care that they need. I say all this to say that providing more money to an established place that still does not have immediate access to the population that it is trying to serve may not necessarily help the problem. So when trying to focus on providing services and access to services to people in need, it is important that we not only focus on providing the resources to provide for more therapists, more counselors, more doctors, and more nurses, but it is also important that we take a hard look on how we can increase providing a greater support system so that people can actually get access to the treatment that they need.